Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 415, the stanzas 2 and 6. Unto me, O Lord Jehovah, show thy ways and teach thou me, so that by thy Spirit guided clearly I thy paths may see, and what follows. Psalter 415, the stanzas 2 and 6. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Zechariah 8. And afterwards from the Confession of Faith, Article 32. Zechariah 8. Again the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with a staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls, playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For before these days there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in because of the affliction. For I set all men, every one, against his neighbor. But now I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heaven shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, as saith the Lord of hosts, and I repent it not, so again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath, for all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness, and cheerful feasts. Therefore love the truth and peace. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. The Confession of Faith, Article 32. The Order and Discipline of the Church. In the meantime, we believe, though it is useful and beneficial, that those who are rulers of the church institute and establish certain ordinances among themselves for maintaining the body of the church, yet they ought studiously to take care that they do not depart from those things which Christ, our only Master, hath instituted. And therefore, we reject all human inventions and all laws which man would introduce into the worship of God, thereby to bind and compel the conscience in any matter whatever. Therefore we admit only of that which tends to nourish and preserve concord and unity, and to keep all men in obedience to God. For this purpose, excommunication or church discipline is requisite, with the several circumstances belonging to it, according to the word of God. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Hank Van Harten, who has returned to Bethesda Monday afternoon and is in a weak and declining condition. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then thou was granted on the evening hour of the sixth day of this newly begun year, that the doors of thy house have been opened, and that thou was granted opportunity in so far that it was possible, and in so far that there was desire. Then for 6 days already, then thou was granted us and our children so many blessings and they are blessings that are undeserved, forfeited, and sent away. Because, Lord, also 6 days that we have sinned against thee, and then it is so necessary that by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that thou grantest deep, solemn, and abiding impressions of these matters, also of the shortness of life. Moses, the man of God, has declared that we fly away, and each day, one day less for each and every one of us, and a day closer to that final meeting with our Maker. And, Lord, then thou knowest that by nature still a privilege and still a blessing, when we may be given to ponder and to meditate, and that we may yet be brought on our knees. But, Lord, thou knowest that by nature we live here upon this earth as if this is eternity. And to that end, we humbly beg of thee that in this evening hour that thou may work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit, that thou may convert what is unconverted, our boys and our girls, our youth, the middle aged, the elderly ones. We all stand in need of the same, and, Lord, thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. We live in such serious and solemn times, where thy judgments are hovering over the earth so low, and, Lord, who taketh it to heart, but thou art still gathering a church. And to that end, by renewal in this year, then we humbly beg of thee, that it may be a year of thy sovereign good pleasure, that it may please thee to bless us with a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit, that thou may work from generation to generation. Grant repentance and faith, grant a turning and a crying unto thee. Lord, thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy house in this evening. May there have been those souls with a longing soul, as we read of the psalmist, as the heart panteth for the water brooks, so panteth my soul, O God, for thee, the living God. Lord, perhaps souls that have come up with a true need, that have come up with riddles, that have come up with perplexities, oh, who have sighed unto thee, that in this evening hour, oh, even if they may receive a little crumb, from the king, that would be so great, and then they would be given to rejoice. Lord, do it then, gladden with thy deeds, speak a word to the soul. Remember thy people. They learn more and more that it is grace and grace alone, that it all must come from above, that without thee they can do nothing. And, Lord, many times perhaps to use it as an excuse, but when it becomes guilt, then there shall be a looking unto thee. Wilt thou then grant the strengthening of faith to need thy dear Son as prophet, as priest and king, to be administered out of thy fullness, to receive grace for grace, to be given to behold the king in his beauty, who was fairer than the children of men. The Lord bless, O, the means of grace. Wilt thou remember the many outward needs, also remember man and beast in the winter weather. Remember those that are ill at home, those that could not come up to thy house. Wilt thou remember the father who has returned to Bethesda, but, O Lord, in a weak and a declining condition, then we commend him unto thee for body and for soul. Grant unto him the prayer of the publican, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Remember his dear wife. Remember the family circle. those that were unable to come from afar. Remember all under the physician's care. Remember all our elderly ones in the evening of their life. Oh, above all things, do save their never-dying souls. And, oh, Lord, do remember all the mourning ones in the midst of us. Remember the family circles. Remember the handicapped. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Wilt thou so be mindful of thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, the established churches. Remember the persecuted church. Remember those in prison, those that have been kidnapped because of the truth. Remember those that are being tortured. Ah, give them steadfastness. May they be given to look unto thee. Take the veil away from the Jewish nation. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. Wilt thou remember our poor nation? Remember our province? Remember the premier? Those that stand at a side, the different governments of the cities, of the towns, also of our town. And, O Lord, that there may yet come a time, that there may be an acknowledgement that thou art the ruler supreme, an acknowledgement of sin and guilt, and a calling of repentance. But, O Lord, it must begin in thy church. Grant it unto us and our children already an outward repentance that is already a blessing and a privilege. As we read of the great city of Nineveh, that they have prayed, that they have fasted, and the judgments were stayed, but above all by thy Spirit, wilt thou grant that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance, Lord. Wilt thou so richly dwell amongst us, deal not according as we deserve. We are not worthy of the least of one of thy blessings, but, O Lord, they are blessings which we cannot miss. They are blessings that are so indispensable. And thou wast never promised to work in the places of wickedness and of vanity, but thou wast especially promised to work in the midst of thy church. And then it shall not be in vain, O wonder-doing God. Wilt thou then manifest thy almighty power and thy grace in the midst of us and our children? Grant tokens of thy favor. And what greater tokens could thou grant when it would be heard that sons and daughters were born in Zion? Oh, that for thy children to receive a special token of thy favor, may then the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 90, the stanzas 1, 3, 5, and 6. The Lord I will at all times bless. My mouth his praises shall express. In him shall all my boasting be, while all the meek rejoice with me. And what follows, Psalter 90, the stanzas 1, 3, 5, and 6. In this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Zechariah 8, the verses 4, 5, and 6. over God's word, and our text reads thus. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with a staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith the Lord of hosts. Our text words speak of restoration in the streets of Jerusalem, of four thoughts. First, the time of the promise concerning this restoration. Secondly, the playing children in this restoration. Thirdly, old leaning men and women in this restoration. And fourthly, the certainty of this restoration. A restoration in the streets of Jerusalem. The time of the promise concerning this restoration. The plain children in this restoration. Old leaning men and women in this restoration. And the certainty of this restoration. Thus first, the time of the promise concerning this restoration. A beloved congregation, we read in the beginning of this chapter again the word of the Lord of hosts came to me saying, what a blessing and what a privilege when by renewal the Lord speaks and grants a special token of his favor to his child. In the first chapter, the first verse, then we read of the eighth month of the second year of King Darius. Then in the seventh verse of the first chapter, we read of the 11th month of that second year. Thus 3 months in between that first speaking and the second speaking. And our boys and girls, they remember the circumstances when the Lord has spoken that the children, the remnant that has returned from Babylon, that they were beginning in the year 520 B.C., after the foundation lie so still for 16 years, then upon the command of the prophet Haggai a few months before, then they have resumed that rebuilding, but with many fears, a feeble people, and that degree has not been withdrawn, but they were given to obey God more than man. And now to encourage that people, then the Lord has given unto the prophet Zechariah 8 night visions, which we were given to consider in the time gone by. And maybe our boys and girls You can remember at least some of them. The first one. And the prophet was given to see a man upon the red horse in the midst of the myrtle trees. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ, and those myrtle trees in the depths. They are the children of God. Then concerning that first vision, we have heard of that great intercessor that was given to plead for Jerusalem and for his people. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the second, then we have heard, do you remember, children, that the prophet was given to see four horns, the horns of the enemies. But then the Lord has appointed four carpenters that would fray them. Then in the third we have seen a man with a measuring tape, and he was given to stake out that city of Jerusalem, that it would be a large city, and that it would be inhabited, and that the Lord would put a fiery wall round about it. Then already the Lord has promised with that first vision that he would return with mercies to Jerusalem. Then we have heard of the fourth, Joshua, with his filthy garments, but that received other garments. And then at the end of chapter 3, a special prophecy of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose name would be called Branch. Oh, we have heard the fifth, that to olive trees the candlestick, precious words not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, we have heard that gentle admonition, not to despise the day of small things. But then we have also heard visions. Oh, the first, what comforting visions they were. But also visions of warning, of admonition. And that is now a mark of the true child of God. They need and they receive both. Oh, the six, with that flying roll with those curses, that would enter each home for those that have stolen and that would swear a false oath. We have seen the woman in the ephah and the last vision. Then we have heard it, those four chariots that have come from between the mountains. And now in the seventh chapter, then we read, and it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month. Thus that is 22 months after the Lord starts showing those visions. There are those that believe that those eight night visions that they were shown in one night cannot be proven, not so important. But what a privilege for the prophet and for the children of Judah, because they were still rebuilding that temple. It was not finished. And what a privilege it is when the child of God and the church may receive further instruction. And then we read that those children of Judah, that with those visions, that they were still exercised with the same. Oh, a privilege to lay him before the Lord. To tell the Lord what he has promised in the midst of all the fears and in the midst of all the discouragements. And then the children of Judah, then they have sent men to where the rulers were gathered, and to speak unto the priests which were in the house of the Lord of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself as I have done these so many years? Thus the question, there was a people concerned there was a people exercised. Oh, there was a remnant when they were in Babylon, that they have come in the guilt, and they were given to fast and to weep at certain times, imploring the Lord that he would have mercy, that he would return them to the promised land. But now it was the question for that people. Now they have returned. Was it now still necessary to fast and to weep? To fast, that means that we do not take food and drink, and we deny some of the pleasures of the flesh, that we may be in a more proper frame, that we may be given to worship the Lord. And that was now the question thus among that people. It was a sincere question. And then the Lord has told unto them that it must not only be outwardly, but that there must also, there must be a reformation. Then we read in the 5th and the 7th, an examination of their hearts, that it must be a fasting unto me. And then further, then we read in the verses 9 and 10, the judgments of the Lord, but that he would show mercy. And then by renewal, the Lord has declared to the prophet, but they refused. Their hearts have become as hard as a stone. They would not hear, and the Lord has scattered them. But now by renewal, again the word. And what a precious word of the Lord that was to that remnant that have inquired of the Lord. Because then we read in verse 2, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, to say it simply, congregation, to say it reverently. Then God's people, they can go easier and longer without the Lord than the Lord without that people, because he has loved them from eternity. It is a chosen people. It is a purchased people. It is a regenerated people. And then the Lord is so jealous concerning his name. We can give the example to boys and girls to make it clear. Hope it does not happen so often. But when a son or daughter has done something wrong, that many times can be more painful for father and mother. And then a father and mother is eagerly waiting that they may see that their child is sorry and ask for forgiveness. So the Lord, he is jealous for his people. And now in our text words, the Lord has a special promise for Jerusalem. Oh, in verse 3, thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion. Thus that is in the present tense. Then the Lord was given to tell the prophet that he has returned to Jerusalem with great mercies, as he has also promised in chapter 1, verse 16. But then he is given to speak, the Lord also given to speak concerning the future, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain, the special blessings for Jerusalem. That is a type of the church. That is where the Lord has promised to dwell. Matthew 18, verse 20, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Then the Lord has promised that his word shall not return void unto him. And now we read of special blessings in our text words. Our second thought, the playing children in this restoration, in our text words. Then it first speaks of very old people, because when it speaks of old men, then in the original that means the multitude of days. And then it speaks of boys and girls. But we shall first speak of boys and girls because we are first children before we become old. And now also this prophecy, the prophecies in the Old Testament, then in the first place, then we must consider them in the context, the historical context. In the second place, many times the Lord uses symbols and symbolic actions to declare the riches of grace, and where Israel many a times is a type of the living church of Jesus Christ. But then many a prophecy in the Old Testament, then they also have reference for the future, what the Lord shall do for the children of Israel. Then many a prophecy, then it refers to the New Testament church, when the Lord Jesus Christ, who also in chapter 6 in the end verses is called the branch by renewal, then it refers to the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit would be poured out richly. It refers to the New Testament church. And now in our text words, then the Lord is given to declare a time of great prosperity concerning the city of Jerusalem. And then in the first place, then we can speak of outward prosperity, because it is a sign of prosperity when there may be many boys and girls. Psalm 127 verse 3, where it is written that children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. And even in an outward way, when boys and girls may play in the street of a city, that tells us of many blessings. If we think boys and girls of a Mephibosheth, who was crippled, lame on both legs, he could not play. When children are very sickly, when there is time of war, then sometime it is too dangerous for boys and girls to play on the street. Sometimes children can be so sad, so discouraged, when boys and girls become orphans, what a tears they weep, and then they have no desire to play. Thus, outwardly, a great blessing, when there may be boys and girls playing on the streets. And then concerning that playing, especially in the time that we live in, and for fathers and mothers to be responsible what games that we purchased for our children, that we do not purchase all those games with batteries and with noise, but simple games, the boys with their tractors and implements, the girls with their dolls and dishes, Lego games, the exercise and the exercising of body and of mind. Boys and girls playing on the streets of Jerusalem. When we consider the scriptures, when we consider the Jewish people, we think of their wilderness journey, then we do not read that they have built large sports fields. Of course, boys and girls may play, also our youth, but, of course, not organized sports. When we think of Paul, when he has mentioned the Olympic Games, he has used that example for spiritual life to run the race, and only one would gain the prize, then he does not approve of it. but he just takes instruction from it. And now if we think in our day, if we think of all the money and the time that is spent on sports, that it has become such an idol, shall also be part the downfall of the country. I hope that we do not follow organized sports, a simple life, but then we see it is being fulfilled what Paul has written to Timothy, that in the latter days men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. When we think the wages that are paid to sports heroes compared to the laboring man, then it shows how far our country has departed from the holy word of God. And now concerning playing boys and girls, then it is necessary that boys and girls, that they play well, do not tease, not bully, not bad language. I think you know how it ought to be. And when there are a few quarrels, that we quickly forget and that we continue. Thus in our text, playing boys and girls, that speaks of little children, and Paul has written in 1 Corinthians, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And now when we read in our text of playing boys and playing girls, then it is clear that it has a further, a richer, and a broader meaning. Because at the end of this chapter we have heard that when it was heard that Jerusalem was so richly blessed by the Lord, only for natural boys and girls playing, then all nations would not come. Then they would not come to that holy city. And therefore, when we read in our text that there shall be boys, and the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof, then it speaks of richer things. And in the scriptures, do we not read in 1 John 2 that the old apostle is given to speak concerning the ways of grace, that there are children, that there are young men, that there are fathers? Do we also not read as newborn babes in another place in God's word, the desire, the sincere milk of the word? In Hebrews 5, the verses 12 through 14, milk for the babes and strong meat for the aged. And Paul has written in 2 Timothy 1, verse 2, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, thus now we must speak of those spiritual boys and girls that are playing in the streets of Jerusalem. Those are children that have been born by the seed of regeneration. Those are children that desire the sincere milk of the word. And now when we compare boys and girls playing in the streets, then we can draw many beautiful lines to those spiritual children. Oh, those boys and girls, when we may be given to see them play, then they are so vigorous, then they are full of energy, then it seems that they never become tired. Then father and mother has to say sometime, boys and girls, you must come inside because it is bedtime. And is that not a picture of those spiritual boys and girls? Oh, when we are wrought on by this by the Spirit of God when divine realities are impressed upon our soul, when we are given to see that there is one thing needful, that we are traveling to eternity, when we have an impression of God and of our sins, oh, when we are given to taste of the sweet things of the Lord, does that people, and then you must not understand it, because it can be that when old people are converted, then they also become plain boys and girls in the streets of Jerusalem. Oh, then they are full of energy, then they are full of love, then they are full of zeal. When we consider those plain boys and girls, what a respect they have for that old people of God. Oh, with a holy jealousy, that people that may be given to speak of the further leadings of the Lord. Oh, it is true, those plain boys and girls, they trust much in their own strength. Many times they fall and they stumble and they are hurt, but they continue to play. Those spiritual boys and girls, they need healthy food. They need healthy drink. Oh, we read in our text that they are playing boys and girls in the streets of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, that is a type of the church of God. Oh, those plain boys and girls, they have those holy desires, those vehement longings, that they may come up to the house of God, that they may hear the way that the Lord leads those plain boys and girls, and when they may hear their life described, when it may be proclaimed off the pulpit what is experienced in the inner chamber, then those boys and girls, then they are given to rejoice with great rejoicing. Those spiritual plain boys and girls, they are given to trust in the Lord for all their provision. Those children with a childlike faith, they may have that tender, dependent life. Oh, it is true, they have many questions, many riddles. Those plain children, there are much that they do not understand, but they have experienced the sweetness of the service of the Lord. When they may be given to glean like a Ruth, then they may be given to joy with joy unspeakable. Oh, with those plain boys and girls, it can even happen, congregation, that those children, sometime they go to that older people and they are given to address them because they feel that those old men and women, that they are not as zealous as they ought to be, that they are not such a full of love, that they should be more earnest concerning the things of the Lord. Oh, those are not such bad times when those boys and girls, oh, it can be that those boys and girls, that they can put that old people to shame. I have read of Mary Winslow. Oh, she was one of those old people that has learned to lean on her staff. And with the promise that she has received, then in one of her letters, then she has written of her grandchildren that there were those that have come and so exercised with the things of the Lord, all so tender and so real, that it has put her to shame. Plain boys and girls, oh, there can be times that those boys and girls, that they go to that old people. Oh, there's much that they do not understand when they hear that old people talk of those further leadings, and when those old pilgrims are given to complain of their sin because those plain boys and girls, they think that old people. Do we not read in the New Testament of one that has seen people walking as trees? Oh, then those plain boys and girls, And then they are given to see him as the holy ones, as saints indeed. And when they are given to complain of the depravity and of their sins, those boys and girls, they have so much respect for that old people that they do not say nothing about it, but they do not really believe it. But it can even be that those plain boys and girls, that they go to that old people and they even give them rebuke for their laxness, and that they are not such, that they are not zealous, that they are not plain as those boys and girls. And then it can be that that old people are given to declare the further leadings of the Lord concerning their sin and the pardoning thereof. And then those boys and girls, then they go home with much homework, because then they hear what they still miss, because those plain boys and girls, they are exercised with their sin, and even in the way of uncovery, then we may call them plain boys and girls, because for those children that are born in Zion, when they may come before the Lord, when they may be given to weep and pour out their heart and tell the Lord everything, then they have experienced that there is more sweetness therein than all the world can afford. Those plain boys and girls, they are given to experience, because the Lord deals so tenderly with his people. And then especially in the beginning, then how often they receive tokens of his goodness, of his love, a providential deliverance, an answer to prayer, a plain boys and girls in the streets of Jerusalem. That has become their life, the church of God. They have made that good choice. That is also included in that brain, in that plane. Our third thought, old men and women, in this restoration, let us first sing. Psalter 192, the first four stanzas. O gracious God, forsake me not when I am old and gray, that unto those that follow me I may thy might display. And what follows, 192, the first four stanzas. restoration in the streets of Jerusalem. The time of the promise, the plain children, and now the old leaning men and women in this restoration. When we consider those plain boys and girls, then let us mention another mark. Then those spiritual children, they have a desire that all people may be given to do as they. They cannot understand that so many people can live outside of that city of Jerusalem and seeking it in the things of the world. And now concerning children, then those children, they must grow up. And they must put away childish things. And now in our text there is spoken of the boys and girls and the old men and the old women. Then after a child, then we become a youth. And I hope, young people, that you do not make it difficult for your parents, but that you may be given to be a joy for your father and mother. To be a teenager is not always so easy, and especially in the world with all the temptations. And now concerning, alas, can be in the way of grace with those spiritual plain boys and girls, that sometime also the child of God is given to resemble a youth that does not behave as well as he should, that we can become proud with what the Lord has given. Can be in the life of young people that there comes a time that we think we know it better than our parents. It is, of course, very sad when that takes place spiritually, when they think they know it better than that old people that is leaning on their staff. Thus, that is a type of a backsliding child of God. Can also be, instead of leaning on the staff as those old people, that they are given to lean on the idols and the things of the world. But now we must say a few words of those old men and women. That is also a natural blessing. When the Lord spares our lives, and even more so, when that old men and women, when they were converted as boys and girls, given to walk in the ways of the Lord for so many years, profitable, the midst of the family circle, and in the midst of the church. And now what a privilege, because our text that speaks, when we read of that old people leaning on their staff, then we have said that refers to the very old ones. Means there were also older ones that were still very healthy and strong. But now concerning that people, what a joy and what a pleasure it was for that old men and women, because of age, leaning on their staff, when they were given to witness those plain boys and girls, that it may all come back, what they have experienced, to be given to reflect the time that they were plain boys and girls, time of that first love. Everything so tender, so zealous, so exercised with the things of the Lord, to experience so many tokens, hope and to go from strength to strength. And let us notice that those old men and women, they did not go to those plain boys and girls and say, here's my cane. You must use a cane, just like we do. That we do not read. Because room has to be made for that staff. And now when we read in our text words of that old people, every man with the staff in his hand for very age. Then I read in the Song of Solomon, 8 verse 5, who was he that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? And that beloved was Christ. Thus, an old people that have been led further, and not to misunderstand it, must not think, young people, that we have to be old to receive that staff to come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. Read the history of the church, young ones, that have come to that knowledge so young, the further leadings of the Lord. And now, old men and women, every man with a staff in his hand, for very age, then it is implied that that old people, that they needed that staff, and that they were given to lean on that staff. Proverbs 3 verse 5, trust in the Lord and lean not unto thy own understanding. And concerning that staff, oh, sometime concerning those plain children, when they are lifted up, when they become a youth, and when they sometime even think they know it better than those old pilgrims. Do you know what those pilgrims think and know? If they are now truly plain boys and girls, then the Spirit shall work further, and then they shall break their legs. Then they shall learn that with all their efforts and with all their plain, that they cannot satisfy the justice of God. And then, when they are brought in the depth, then they shall understand. When one shall break their leg and brought to the hospital under the care of that heavenly physician, and then when they may be given that staff, then they are given to understand that old people that have been cut off from everything of self. Of course, the Lord is free in the way he teaches that people the same things. Oh, there comes a time that with all their playing, that they learn a demanding justice, that the Lord requires perfection. And now we read in Lamentations 4 verse 9, those that die by the sword, and those that die of famine. Thus, concerning that staff, it can be because that they break their leg, but it can also be because of old age. The Lord leads the one more gradual than another, but in our text there is spoken of the further leadings of the Lord. And then we read, every man with a staff in his hand for very age. That staff that Cain, they had a need. It had a purpose. Can be perhaps that you have a person and that has a cane, but then when you see him walking, then you think he or she does not really need that cane. Can be that a child of God, that he speaks further than he is led. Of course, not always the worst times, but then it becomes evident because their speech betrayeth. Learn something of that staff, but the further leadings are missing. The blessing for the streets of Jerusalem with that old man, that old woman, and leaning on their staff. That is the righteousness of Christ, and that may be given to give instruction to those plain boys and girls, to those seeking souls, with everything that they have experienced, yet no solution. What a privilege it is when that old people, when they may be given to use and need that staff, can be for an old person. We shall try to make it simple that when they perhaps arise in the morning, that they forget to use their cane, and that they fall and that they stumble. People of God, are there those that understand it? First to fall and to stumble, and then to need the Lord. The Lord teaches His people more and more. John 15, verse 5, without me ye can do nothing. But also Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Concerning that staff, how necessary for those old men and women, I read in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. To need and to depend upon that staff. Concerning those matters, then the psalmist from Psalm 71 has written concerning our text in the verses 16, 17, and 18. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only, that is that staff. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth that concerns those plain boys and girls. And hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. And now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. The psalmist in Psalm 23, verse 4, has written concerning that staff and rod, that they would comfort him when he was called upon to go through the valley of the shadow of death. The certainty of this restoration, outward blessings, rebuilding the temple. The walls were not yet rebuilt. Jerusalem, surrounded by so many enemies, is then the promise in our text concerning those old men and women and the boys and girls. Is that not too great? Is it now really possible in this dark and evil world? Was it possible for the people in Jerusalem in those days, in the days to come? And therefore the Lord has added thus, as saith the Lord of hosts in this chapter, that name is repeated many a times, that means the Lord of the armies. Could speak of the angels, the bodies of the sky, and all creatures. Sometime he even uses the little insects. And then the Lord has said, if it be marvelous in the eyes of this remnant, that word marvelous, that actually means hard and difficult. First time we find it in the original Hebrew, that is in Genesis 18, verse 14, when the Lord has told Abram that in a year's time they would receive the promised child. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Ah, for the church in that time, with all their fears and with all their distresses, then it seems to be too marvelous. Ah, that is not strange for the true child of God. But then the Lord has said, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes? What profound words that the Lord has related to the children, that it would be such a wonderful and such an astonishing work, that it would even be marvelous. Ah, the Lord, he knows the beginning from the end. But what profound words that the Lord has told to the prophet Zechariah. Ah, then by renewal, then it cannot be different. That is Zacharias with a burning heart, that he had a burning desire to return to those builders and say, oh, builders, the Lord has spoken again. The Lord has told me that Jerusalem shall be rebuilt, that it shall become a glorious city, that there shall come a time that there shall be no fear, but that it shall prosper in the hand of the Lord, that there shall be boys and girls, that there shall be those old men witnessing the same, leaning on their staff. If it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith the Lord of hosts. And then in this chapter, then the Lord continues to speak of the blessings for that people in Jerusalem. In verse 8, and I will bring them and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. In verse 9, an encouragement, let your hands be strong. Then further, in verse 12, temporal blessings, the seed, the vine, shall give her fruit. In the verses 13, then it shall be that they shall be further blessed. I will save you, and ye shall be a blessing in the midst of the heathens. In the verses 16 and 17, it speaks of sanctification. And then in verse 19, then the Lord returns about that question about fasting. A separated life. Also read of fasting in the new scripture. Think of Mark 9. When Christ came with his disciples, with that boy, with that dumb and deaf spirit, terribly distressed. Disciples could not cast them out. Jesus is healed. And then when they were alone, the disciples have asked, why could we not cast them out? This goeth forth by prayer and by fasting. But now an answer upon that question, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Judah. That's what those boys and girls experience. Even with their godly sorrow over their sins, weeping many tears concerning that missing, concerning their repentance. But now that fasting shall not be a burden, but it shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feast, therefore love the truth and peace. And then the Lord further is given to declare to that remnant, because many were still dispersed. Most of the Jewish people, they were still dispersed throughout those countries. But now concerning that city of Jerusalem, that it would be heard about those plain boys and girls and those old men, and that many nations would hear of it, and that many would be drawn from the east and from the west, and from the north and the south, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. How richly the Lord has fulfilled that. The New Testament, the day of Pentecost, and then further in those days, it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. The blessings for Jerusalem. What a privileged congregation. That in God's providence, that we may be born in Jerusalem. Shall we never leave Jerusalem, my dear youth and older ones? All remain under that truth. Because the Lord has promised in Jerusalem that he shall bless his word. Oh, where the truth may be brought. The Lord has a purpose. And may we be given to beg when we stand on the threshold of another year, that our text may be fulfilled. Oh, what a joy that gives to the church when it may be heard, that there may be those plain boys and girls to taste of the wonderful things of the Lord. Then they shall invite other ones to come and join them, to come to Jerusalem, because that is where they may be given to taste the sweet things of the Lord. Oh, are there such plain boys and girls in our midst that cannot deny the wonderful things of the Lord? But then I hear some say, but I am finding out and experiencing. Oh, that plain is so sweet. And when the Lord comes over, then it can even seem that the Lord's love covers all my sin. Then I can walk so easily over the world. But we have also heard of those old men and women, and I repeat it, let us not misunderstand it. We do not have to be old. What a blessing it is when among our youth there may be those that may receive an eye outside of themselves. Oh, upon that staff, upon the righteousness of Christ, upon the Son of God, who was come into this world, who was suffered and died for him, no place in Jerusalem. He was led outside of the camp, that a people may be brought inside of that city and to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. Oh, the necessity. Peter has admonished the church in 2 Peter 3 verse 18 to grow in the knowledge and grace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May there never be a resting outside of that staff, and to be given to learn more of him who is fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured out upon his lips. Oh, we live in serious and solemn times, but the Lord shall continue to gather his church. And in these serious times, may it please the Lord to fulfill this chapter, even in a smaller way, for us and our children, for the coming of his kingdom, the glory of his name. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have tried to speak a few words of the wonderful things that have taken place on the streets of Jerusalem. And may those wonderful things, in a richer measure, be experienced amongst us and our children, Lord, for all those for whom it is a strange language, and that see not so much beauty in the service of the Lord, that perhaps think in their mind that it must be a great burden, Lord. Well, thou open their eyes, open their hearts, and that they may be given to taste of those things. Then they shall think, and then they shall experience so differently. But, Lord, then it is so necessary that those children, that they remain not plain boys and girls, but to become young men and fathers and mothers in grace. Remember thy people. Well, to grant that further instruction. We have heard it, that for the prophet again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Lord, thou art not a land of outer darkness. Well, thou remember man and beast in the winter weather. Well, thou gather the youth together that we may sing together. Well, thou grant traveling mercies, watch over us in the remainder of this week, and gather us together on this Sabbath day. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 49. And let us sing only 1 and 3. The ends of all the earth shall hear and turn unto the Lord in fear. All kindreds of the earth shall own and worship him as God alone. And what follows, Psalter 49, only 1 and 3. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.